Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Wow, it's going to be a good year. I just know it's going to be a good year. And you know what excites me the most when I look at kind of church and seeing like so many smiley faces, children and young people? Have you ever thought actually like Jesus, when he called the disciples, he didn't call the old dudes. He called the young dudes. You know, Peter, James and John, they were probably around, they were probably teenagers when they were called. Most likely. Jesus saw something in young people and the energy, and he called them out. It would have been in the late teens. Cool. Very good. Okay, well, I think today we're going to have some fun. I don't know whether I'll hold it. Maybe a bit of both, actually. You know, I might hold it and put it back.
Yeah, you can stick it back.
I'll try not to spit in it as well. Okay, grand. Very good. Well, you know, very good. I want to actually, though, the word that God's put in my heart today is who we're following. We're starting a new year, 2019. And there's lots going to happen. There's lots of things going on. And sometimes I think it's like to follow someone. Has it got a bit long? Who recognizes some of these images on the screen? Yeah. Okay, if you go to the next one as well, because that's got more images. And yeah. But are we not bombarded sometimes with social media? You know, social media, I think, might have confused what it means to follow. Like, you've got Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got like follower counts, friend counts. And I think sometimes they become more important than who it is that we're following. And that's something that I kind of really want to have a look at a little bit today, of what it means to follow Jesus and why and how we can move forward in 2019. Because God really spoke to me a lot this year, this last few weeks about that. And so I'm going to get the children. I want you to be involved as well. But first, Jonathan and the teenagers are going to do a little skit. Yeah? Pardon? Have you got like a cough? Have you got the piece of paper then? So you can do the acting part. Okay. Or maybe does somebody else want to take Jonathan's? Matthew, do you want to do Jonathan's part? Okay, I'll do it. Joshua? Okay, do you remember what to do? Okay, the teenagers like to come forward and make a line.
Use a microphone.
I might as well go to the side here. Okay.
You start.
Attention. Wake up. Brush your teeth. Have some morning coffee. Go to work. Work hard. Go home. Have dinner. Go to the disco. Go to bed. Wake up, brush your teeth, morning coffee, go to work, work hard, go home, skip dinner, watch TV, go to bed, wake up, brush your teeth, skip the coffee, go to work hard, go home, skip TV, skip dinner, go to bed, wake up, skip brushing your teeth, skip the coffee, go to work really hard, go home. Have dinner, go to the disco, go to bed, wake up, brush your teeth, morning coffee, go to work hard, go home, go to sleep, die.
Wow, very good. Very good, well done. You know, sometimes with life's distractions, so many distractions of life, life can pass us by. And we forget that there is a God who cares for us. And who's under 18 here today? Under 18. Yeah, I'm under 18 too. I'm a big kid. Did you not know that? Holly's nodding her head. okay. So who's over 18? Okay. Who's under 100? All of us. Yeah, very good. Okay. I think it's really important for all those that are older, looking at the younger ones and actually helping them not to get trapped in eat, work, sleep. Yeah. And even the younger ones as well can actually say, can encourage the older ones. Hey, life is more than just eat, work, sleep. God wants to be involved in our lives. And with so many distractions in life, I think sometimes that perhaps are we in danger of losing sight of what life is all about? There's plenty of people that lose sight of what life is all about. And earlier I showed all the social media icons. Who's on Facebook? Who's off Facebook? I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of a bit like that. But you know what? It's like, it's not, life is more than just Facebook, isn't it? It's more than just Twitter. It's more than just how many followers you've got. But like sometimes I think, have we lost sight of what it means to follow Jesus because of all these things and getting confusion what it means to follow Jesus? Now, I would like to actually show a scripture. If you'd like to move the slide on and press it again one more time to get the scripture up. Okay, cool. The Bible says, and I've been studying, going through Luke's gospel myself in my Bible readings, and just God has just been really speaking to me. And yeah, have you, is it working? Okay. Luke chapter 9. Oh yeah, thank you. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23 to 25. It's really what that drama was based on. Sorry. That's what that drama was based on. Whoever wants to be my disciple. Okay, say disciple. Okay, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross, say the cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life, say their life, will lose it. But whoever wants to lose their life for me will save it. Then what good, say what good? What good? What good? Let me hear the back. What good is it for man or for humankind, for mankind to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? You know, the Bible never said life is going to be easy. And stuff happens, doesn't it? Now, I don't know, like, what's some of you young ones, what you're going to go through later in life. I don't know. But stuff will happen. And sometimes bad stuff happens. But God is there and he will see you through it. He will see you through it. And as an older generation, younger generation, we can help each other to move forward. And, okay, I need a volunteer. I need two volunteers. Young volunteers. I want, what, okay, yeah, we'd like to come up. Okay, let's have, okay. Okay. Okay, what's your name? Say again. Mahalina. I love that name, Mahalina. Okay, Mahalina, I want you to choose, okay, another person who you know well. Okay? Somebody who you know well and you trust. Okay? Could be a parent, could be a brother, a sister, another friend. Do you know Amy well? Okay? You can choose Amy if you want. Okay. Who are you going to choose?
Amy.
Okay, Amy. Amy. Okay, Amy. I'd like you to come. You go to the back of the room. No, Amy, you can go to the back of the room. Okay. Okay, and then somebody else you don't know very well. Who don't you know so well? Who doesn't she know so well? Who might you not know so well? Anybody? Quickly. Okay, somebody choose four. Who's a mum or parent? Okay. Okay. So who have you chosen? Somebody they need to be able to speak and give instructions and be a bit bossy. An adult would be good, yeah. So an adult who doesn't know Melina so well, put your hand up. Okay, yeah, go on. Okay, count to three. Okay, I need you over here. I need you down here. Brilliant stuff. Okay, right. Okay, so Amy, you're right at the back. Go to the doors and you stay here. Okay, I'm going to come to you in a minute. Okay, so just stand and look amazing. Okay, very good. Okay, now, what we need first is, now I asked last night that some of the teens, if you could make a little bit of an obstacle course up the alleyway, apart from Amy. Now, Amy, you don't have to go out the door. It's always one, isn't there? I don't know. And it's Amy. Okay, so could we make an obstacle course down the thing? You can make it with people. You got like 20 seconds to make an obstacle course. Just a simple obstacle course, not too complicated. Yeah, think outside the box. Use your bodies. Sit on the floor. Where's my thing? It's gone, Olivia. Okay, Melina, if you'd like to come down here. Okay, the first thing. Okay. Spread the obstacles more of a gap. No, you keep that one there. Yeah, spread them down. Okay, Melina, if you'd like to come here. I'm going to put this blindfold on you. Face this way. Okay. Okay. And while we're getting ready with the obstacle, if you face this way still, this way, face me. While we're getting ready for the obstacle, we need to pray. Exactly. Okay. So obstacle in place. Sit on the chairs. Be your obstacle. Okay. Very good. Okay. Let's pray first. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are a faithful God. Father, pray for right now in this little illustration for safety. And there will be no risk and that nobody will get hurt, especially Melina. And exactly. And Father, pray God that you would just, as we just share something of, as we share something of what you have put on my heart, I pray God that you would just take my words, the words that you don't want me to say, just remove them. And the words you do want me to say, just let them come forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Need you, God. Okay, first thing to do, Melina. Okay, am I saying your name correctly? Mechelina. Mechelina? Alina. Me, Alina. Am I saying it right now? Me, Alina. Is that close enough? Oh, wow, it's a lovely name. Have you had that name all your life? That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay, Melina. Okay, let's spin you around a little bit. How many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
Good. You don't know. Good stuff. Good. Okay. Right. First thing. Okay. This is what we're going to do. Okay. I'm going to move back. Stand clear. Okay. You're going to turn round and everybody else is going to shout instructions to get through. Okay. So we're not going to come to you yet. We're not going to come to Amy yet. Okay. So everybody is shouting instructions. Okay. Okay, no, you're trying to get her through. It's up to you. It's up to you, the instructions you shout. Okay? Okay, so Mel, I'm going to call you Mel. Is that okay? Mel. Michelle. Okay, are you ready? Okay, I'm going to face in the right direction. Okay, after three, two, one. Go. Shout. Left, right. Okay. Stop! Okay. 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 Melina. I need to see the written down. That's what I need to do. Melanie, Michelle. This lovely young lady here by my side. Okay, how was that?
Hard.
It was hard. You know, actually, before we move on, okay, the slide says, what does it mean to follow Jesus and what's stopping us? And I want us to go to the next slide. Just the first thing. That's what we're doing at the moment. Okay. Okay, and yeah, go to the next slide. Because I think, okay, that's grand. Okay, because there were so many distractions, wasn't there? It was hard to hear who was actually directing you. Is that right? Okay, could you hear any voices that might be good?
No.
Okay, that's good, yeah, because there's so many distractions that we do not know. Actually, I don't want the first, we're going to go with the crowd. So you've been the crowd, and, you know, sometimes things that stop us following Jesus is we can behave like the crowd. Just find where I am here. Just finding out where I am. Oh, here we go, yeah. Okay, so I just want to look at Luke chapter 9 a minute, verse 7 and 19. Because what is it about the crowd? Okay, Luke chapter 9, verse 19 first. I'm going to read it to you. Verse 18, once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked him, who do the crowds say that I am? They replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some others, one of the prophets who has come back to life. So the crowd didn't really know who Jesus was necessarily. They were a bit confused. And then in the early part of Luke, in verse 7, says the King Herod was a bit perplexed at what was going on because he heard what the crowd was saying. And he said this, the king was perplexed because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead, others that Elijah had appeared, and still others, one of the prophets of long time ago, back to life. And Herod said, well, because he beheaded John, so it was like, oh, maybe that's what it was. You know, the crowd are sometimes expecting a celebrity character. So they may see Jesus as a celebrity. But Jesus isn't a celebrity. He's more than a celebrity. He's not a poster for your wall, teenagers. I don't think we've got any teenagers like that, have we? No? You don't have any posters on your wall? yeah, I'm sure. Okay. So the crowd isn't where we are, isn't what our view of Jesus. We see Jesus as the crowd. We're missing something. We're listening to the wrong voices. God calls people out of the crowd, doesn't he? Jesus calls people out of the crowd. And we can see that in Luke's gospel. Okay, let's go for the next one. Who's my next volunteer? The person who is standing here. Where's he gone? Oh, there you go. What's your name?
Michael, okay.
Beautiful lady, Michelle, Melina, if you'd like to stand up again, you can stand a little bit here. Okay, if you stand here this time, so go a bit forward. Okay. Okay, Amy, where have you gone? Amy? Oh, okay, we don't need her yet. Okay. Okay, so the crowd, you can shout, but you're listening to this voice over here, Michael's voice. So, Michael, say hello.
Hello.
Okay, so, listening to Michael's voice. Okay, you're going to try and direct her. Okay. Okay, but the crowd, you can all keep shouting. Okay. Right. 3, 2, 1, go. No, you don't get close. You have to stand back.
Last three.
Stop! 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 Freeze! Freeze! Okay. You were getting there, and Mel, Mihelena, Mihelena. I need to see it written down. That's my Mihelena. Okay. How was that? Bit easier. Did you kind of, was the voice okay that you were listening for? Or did you get confused a little bit because you didn't really know it so well? Okay. Okay. We're going to carry on. Okay. We're going to carry on in a minute. Because I think that kind of is the next, thank you, Michael. The next point is like acquaintances. And I was looking at the end of chapter 9, the cost of following Jesus. And I just want you to pause for a moment. We just want to listen to this. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Now, that's interesting. A man, they were walking along the road, and it doesn't say the Bible, it says the disciples said, we're with him, and I will follow you wherever you go. Just somebody from the crowd popped up and said, like, hey, I'm going to follow you wherever you go. I'm ready. I'm going to go. I'm going to follow you. It's like maybe somebody from the crowd. Maybe just like he was acquainted with Jesus and about Jesus, but didn't really know him. Michael in that little game there, maybe taking the place of an acquaintance, maybe just somebody in your class that you don't really know very well, or at your school or at a work colleague. They might give you instructions from now and time again. But you don't really know them that well. You're not really somebody you're going to follow and going to run after. And like sometimes, like maybe we look at Jesus like that, as just an acquaintance, just as another staff person. We don't really know them. They're just there. They're here today, but maybe tomorrow we'll choose somebody else. Maybe, just maybe, Judas was like that. He was a staff person in the group of disciples. Didn't really quite get it. He wasn't really entering in to be a disciple. He didn't really, really kind of maybe know Jesus to the extent that he should. And Luke 9 carries on and says, what's Jesus' response in Luke 9 as this man came up to him and said, I will follow you wherever you go. Sounds like maybe it was an empty promise. Jesus replied, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his. Is that a polite way of saying, yeah, right, you can come, but I don't know where I'm going? Is that a polite way of putting him off? Maybe. You know, life isn't easy. Following Jesus isn't easy, but it's the best life. It's the best life. It's the most secure life. And God is interested in where you're going. He wants to work with you. He wants to be your best friend. So Amy, it's your turn now. Okay, so everybody else shouting instructions. So, Mihelena? Do you know Amy's voice? Good, okay. Amy, you're going to shout instructions. Everybody else is going to shout the wrong instructions. Okay, see if you can get Mihelena to the other end. Yeah, stay there. Okay, shout from where you are. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Yay! Woohoo! Give him a big hand. Well done. Come back to the front. Do you want to come to the front? Take the blindfold off. That's a good idea, yeah. Well done, Mihelena. Well done, well done. Do you want to come down here to the front? Wow. So is it, and Amy, do you want to come down to the front? So is it a lot easier when you know the person's voice? Did you trust the last one more than the other voices?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Because I think actually like following Jesus is really learning to trust his voice above everything else. And sometimes, you can take a seat if you like. Sometimes we can get lost in the crowd. Or we can look to Jesus like the crowd see Jesus as just a figurehead. Somebody like a celebrity, somebody to look up to. And I think that's what in this last part of Luke, the cost of following Jesus. Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But the man replied, here's another response. "First, let me go bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts hand to the plow will look back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." You know, following Jesus involves every part of our life. It's not just an acquaintance thing. It's not just being in the crowd. But he wants to be involved in our life at school, at home, every part of life. It's all transforming. And it's the best. And I think sometimes the reasons why sometimes we get so het up on, we hear other views or we hear other things, is because we're losing sight of who Jesus is. Jesus is the one that we should be listening to. And sometimes other kind of views and other things get in the way and pull us away from that. And we listen to other things. We listen to the crowd. We listen to what other people have said, which actually they don't know who Jesus is. And they might know about Jesus, the crowd, acquaintances. They might know about Jesus, but they don't know who Jesus really is. So the key is to be a disciple, to be a follower of Jesus. And I think Peter's words in Luke chapter 9, verse 20, kind of really sums that up in this passage. Let me read it to you. Luke 9:20, Jesus says to them, "But what after he?" Jesus asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah. And then he turns to Peter and says, or turns to the disciples and says, "But what about you?" He asked, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered, "The Christ of God." He recognized, because he was with Jesus, he recognized the Holy Spirit had put that in his heart, recognized that Jesus was who he said he was. And I really believe that God, there is the crowd, but God calls people out of the crowd to go deeper, to go further. And I think one of the reasons why at the beginning we did that little thing, that little sketch at the beginning, is because sometimes life moves on and we lose track and we lose sight. And for each generation from one to the other, we need to pass on what God is doing amongst us. But it also works both ways, because the younger generation can also pass something on to the older generation. You know, there's no like favoritism in God's kingdom. God loves, Jesus says, what he said also in Luke's gospel says, "Let the little children come to me. Do not try and stop them." Jesus said, you've got to become like a little child. Because being a disciple is knowing who Jesus is, knowing God, knowing that God loves you and he wants the best for you. So that's three types of people when we look to who Jesus is: crowd, figurehead. Maybe a celebrity culture. We live in a celebrity culture, don't we? Like X Factor, Got Talent, Ireland's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent, America's Got Talent. We all want to have that, follow that celebrity character. But so often, when we see in Scripture, when Jesus did a miracle, what did Jesus say to them? Don't tell anybody. I don't believe Jesus wanted his fame to spread for the sake of celebrityism, but a deep heart commitment. I think both these things, crowd and acquaintance, look to the latest fads, latest fashions. But being a disciple is not about the latest fads or the latest fashions. That's why Jesus said, take up my cross daily and follow me, even through the tough times, even through the times which you don't understand. And I've had plenty of those times in my own life I've not understood. And I've said, God, it's not fair. Why is this happening to me? You know, it's like, it's not fair. But you know, God is bigger than our problems. And he is faithful, and we can follow him. And that kind of brings on to the next slide. Focus for 2019. And this is something that I really, it's on my heart to really share, because it's something that God really spoke to me about for 2019. And to know God, not about him, not just about him. You know, if you see Jesus as an acquaintance, or just another person you see at school, he's over there in the distance, but you don't really know them, then you're not really following Jesus. And to pursue Jesus, Peter's confession, Peter was pursuing Jesus. The next one is deepen our faith in Jesus rather than a shallow faith. And I think the rich young ruler, do you remember that story in Matthew? Just want to turn to that, because that really kind of shows the difference between a shallow faith and a deep faith. Because if you think, actually, the rich young ruler in Matthew's gospel, in Matthew 10, 10:17, he said to Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And what did he say? What did Jesus say to him? He answered the question, like he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. No, that wasn't it. I might be getting confused. Let me go and read it. That might be better. let me go to Matthew chapter 10. Let me just find it here. Matthew chapter 10. Is it Matthew? Have I got my... Oh, no, it's Mark chapter 10. I wrote the wrong thing down. It's Mark chapter 10. I'm using a bigger print Bible. It's easier to read. Anybody else have that problem? Okay. Yeah, it's Mark chapter 10. That's what it is. I'm sure it's Mark, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. As Jesus started on the way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him and said, good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answers, no one is good except the one alone. Do you know the commands? Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not commit false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Teacher has done all these. No, that's not the one. I was talking about the rich young ruler. Anyway, yeah, it's the rich young ruler. Do you remember the story of the rich young ruler? He came to Jesus. I'm going to do it from memory. And he said to Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And he said, he was pretty smug. He said, yeah, I'm doing that. And then Jesus said to him, go and sell all you have and give it to the poor. And he went away sad, because his faith didn't go deep into the whole of his life. That's what kind of God showed me. His faith was shallow. It wasn't going deep. And I think actually for 2019, my heart and my prayer is, I want to know God better. Not just about him, but I want to know God better. I want my faith to go deeper with him. I don't want to settle for a shallow faith, but I want to go deeper with him. Lastly, your future is based on what God says, not your circumstances. And God reminded me, I was reading at the beginning of Luke. Do you remember Zechariah? You know, when the angel appeared to him. the angel appeared to him. It was obviously the angel because he was afraid and he shook. So it's obviously the angel appeared to Zechariah and told him Elizabeth is going to have a baby. But what was his response? It's like, but how, God? And what happened to him? He lost his sight. And he, his voice. Yes, thank you. I'm just checking to make sure you're awake. He lost his voice. Yes, he lost his voice. He lost his voice until the baby was born. He was looking at his circumstances rather than looking at what God was saying. And I think so often, as we go forward and move forward into 2019, God was speaking to me and challenging me because God called me to actually step out in faith and do something different. You know, and at the beginning of this year, God challenged me. He's like, don't look at your circumstances, but look to what God is saying and what God is leading me into. And I'm pushing through with that. That's a word for me for this year. And I believe it's a word for some of you as well. Don't look at your circumstances, because if we look at our circumstances, we will lose sight of what God is saying. And of course, in the story in Luke chapter 2, I believe it is, on the other side, Mary had the angel, but her response was different. She trusted God. She knew what God was saying was right. So there's two different responses there. Look to Jesus, look to God, and not look to our circumstances around us and move forward for 2019. Because I believe God wants to accomplish great things amongst you guys, amongst us, amongst his church in Ireland. And I know for me, like God challenges me, don't look at my circumstances. And God called me into, I remember actually it was when I was working actually many years ago, when I was about 17, 18, I was working and they were talking about changing the pension scheme at work. This is back in England. And I remember saying to God, God, I don't want to get to, I'm 70, just to be working the same job. I want to say, God, I want to give my life to you. I want to do where, go where you want me to go. And you know, since I made that choice, I've never had a, I've kind of given up, I suppose, really, like a big salary kind of jobs and stuff like that. And God's called me to mission, to be, to go where he wants me to go. And I know that applies to some of you here as well. But you know what? It's the best life. Because it's so easy, isn't it, just to go through the motions. But God calls us to know God, not just about him. He calls us to be deeper in our faith, and our future is dependent upon what God says, not just on our circumstances. And maybe this morning you feel like you're in the crowd, but God, Holy Spirit, is pinpointing and saying, I'm calling you out. I want you to know me. I want you to know Jesus, to follow him through everything. Take up your cross daily and follow him. Whether you're young, whether you're old. You know, you can start today. You can start now. God loves you and he will never leave you nor forsake you. So don't see Jesus just as in, like in the crowd. See Jesus, or Jesus just another religious figure or acquaintance. But hear his voice calling you out of the crowd, to take up the cross, to go where he leads you in 2019. And I'd just like to finish with a song. It's a song that actually, when I was with the youth last night, I think Caleb just kind of like spoke it out. And I really believe it was just like a song that we should finish with this morning. It's Matthew West, Motions. And it was at a time of his life where he lost his voice and he was questioning God, can I go through? Can I keep going with what I'm got? What's going to happen? And it's a kind of like his heart is saying, God, I don't just want to go through the motions, but I want to give everything to you, whatever happens. And I think it'd be good just if we can just finish with the song, is that, and then we'll pray. If hopefully it will work. It should be in the PowerPoint. Is it not playing in the PowerPoint? Or maybe I didn't check the thing. Panya. Yeah, okay, well, let's pray. I think, you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to check to make sure. I put it into the PowerPoint, but when I ported it across, I forgot to check. But go and check out the song, Matthew West and Motions. It's a powerful song. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are for us, that you believe in us. God, that you call us out of the crowd. And Father, I want to pray, Lord, for anybody this morning that feels that they're just in the crowd, and but you're pinpointing them and you're calling them out. And you're calling them to get off the fence and say, Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to make you Lord of my life. I come to the cross. And if that's you, I just invite you just to pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love me. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry that I've ignored you, and I want to come to you afresh this morning. I lay my sin at the cross, and I receive your forgiveness. Help me, Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to walk in your way, to know you, and to learn of you, and to go where you lead. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Okay, so is that, just hand back to you, Loretta. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richie. And let's, as Richie was saying about it, as we're praying, none of us want to be in the crowd, just a crowd. All of us want to desire to know Jesus, really know him. And if that's your desire, we spend time with God, hang out with God, spend time with him in the words, in your prayers. And as we spend time with each other, let's grow together in our faith. Let's encourage each other and challenge each other. And let's grow together as his people. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Continue to speak to us.